Welcome to the Practical Rambling Fathers podcast as we resume our St. Francis de Sales meditation. And today's fourth meditation is on sin. So close your eyes, quiet yourself, place yourself in the presence of God. Ask Him to inspire your heart. And now we'll move on to the considerations. Number one, consider how long it is since you first began to commit sin. And now, since that first beginning, sin has multiplied in your heart. How every day has added to the number of your sins against God, against yourself, and against your neighbor, by deed, word, thought, and desire. Two, consider your evil tendencies and how far you follow them. These two points will show you that your sins are more in number than the hairs of your head or the sand on the seashore. Three, apart from sin, consider your ingratitude towards God, which is in itself a sin enfolding all the others and adding to their enormity. Consider the gifts which God has given you, which you have turned against the giver, especially the inspirations you have neglected and the promptings to good which you have frustrated. Review the many sacraments you have received and see where are their fruits. Where are the precious jewels here with your heavenly bridegroom decked with you? With what preparations have you received them? Reflect upon the ingratitude with which, while God sought to save you, you have fled from Him and rushed upon destruction.
Affections and resolutions. Humble yourself in your wretchedness. O my God, how I dare come before thine eyes. I am but a corrupt being, a very sink of ingratitude and wickedness. Can it be that I have been disloyal, that not one sense, not one faculty, but has been assailed and stained? Now one day has passed, but I have sinned before thee. Was this a fitting return for all the Creator's gifts? for my Redeemer's blood? Two. Ask pardon. Throw yourself at the Lord's feet as the prodigal son, as Mary Magdalene, as the woman convicted of adultery. Have mercy, Lord, on me, a sinner. O living fountain of mercy, have pity on me, unworthy as I am. Three, resolve to do better. Lord, with the help of thy grace, I will never again give myself up to sin. I have loved it too well. Henceforth, I would be abhor it and cleave to thee. Father of mercy, I would live and die to thee. Four. In order to put away past sin, accuse yourself bravely of it. Let it not be one sinful act which you do not bring to light. Resolve to make every effort to tear up the roots of sin from your heart, especially this and that individual sin which troubles you most. Six. In order to do this, resolve steadfastly to follow the advice given to you and never think that you have done enough to atone for your past sin.
For conclusion, thank God for having waited till now for you and for rousing these good intentions in your heart. Offer him all your heart to carry them to good effect. And lastly, pray that he will strengthen you. One of the graces that came to me was looking at the statement says, review the many sacraments you have received and where are their fruits. It kind of struck me is because God is giving us, like St. Francis de Sales said, precious jewels that our Heavenly God has given to us. And how have I responded truly back to God? As much as He loves me, have I ever made the effort to love God back? And especially as we're recording now in Advent, you know, just that desire to make sure our homes are swept clean and to truly receive the birth of Christ in our hearts. And what better way to do it than through the sacrament of confession, to really root out things and the sin, the attitudes at its very deepest core, and allow the Lord's mercy to fill us where those things used to be.
Yeah, I love the asking for pardon with Father Tay, going to confession for that. But, you know, in a real way, right, one of the big things that plagues our culture is, you know, pornography and online stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, what can I do to root that out? Well, maybe it's to get, there's a whole bunch of resources out there, Covenant mm-hmm. Eyes, mm-hmm. Fortify, a whole bunch of different things to help us fight that battle so that we don't have to fight it alone, to tell somebody about it. I love that, the fourth one, right? So, bringing it to the light, that's something the evil one does not like us to do, is to bring our sins to the light, or to bring them to a priest, or because the priest can actually obliterate them, but just keep them in the dark. And that darkness just kind of continues to grow and manifest itself, but when we can reach out to a priest and confess our sins, or reach out to a close friend or a family member and talk to them about this particular sin that's been plaguing us, that loses its power, because sometimes there's a reciprocating understanding towards going towards the light. So anyways, that's awesome. Yeah, and then in conclusion, pray that he strengthens you in the fight, fighting the good fight against sin. So, awesome. Practical Rambling Fathers. Father Until Brian.
Father Tay.
Stay holy, my friends.
Until next time.